Coach, you guys coming in, this is your second season, correct
this
me if I'm wrong.
This will be my fourth year.
Fourth year, yeah. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. I remember right when you got hired. Now, that being said, you guys coming into the season, what do you feel like some real strengths of this ball club?
I think at our skill positions, we're really talented. We returned everybody from last year. We're going to have to, you know, rebuild our offensive line a little bit, but we've got some good young guys that I think will step up and help us.
Obviously a young program, but how have you seen it grow in your 4 years now?
Well, my first year we started out with about 24, 25 players, and this year I think right now we have about 44 signed up. So we've almost doubled in size, and a lot of excitement around the program. We passed our school bond that we're going to build a stadium and by next season, and it's just a lot of energy around the program right now, and kids are excited. So
many schools, seems like they take a lot of pride in the stadium. I understand that, and I'm sure you guys are pretty excited about that as well, and I'm sure you are too. And that being said, a lot of changes throughout the UIL, district realignments, things like that. From your viewpoint, what do you think about your schedule?
We will have a very competitive district. Obviously, you know, Burton's at the top. They've kind of set the standard for our region and, you know, our district for the last few years, and they're a very formidable opponent. Also, you know, Flatonia is a perennial contender in the playoffs, making deep runs. And then Louise and Somerville are in there, and it'll be a battle, you know, to get in the playoffs. So,
what have you guys been doing this offseason? I know you probably haven't gotten your hands on them fully just yet, but how do you feel like the guys have been doing this offseason?
They've been doing a good job showing up, lifting weights, working out. They have really put in a lot of work in the weight room this spring, and I'm hoping that it's going to carry over, you know, to this season. And really, we have a lot of upperclassmen for the first time since I've been there. We've never had more than five seniors on a football team, and we should have 11 this year with about 10 or 11 juniors. So I think that'll, you know, as a leadership standpoint, that'll kind of carry over and hopefully, you know, fix some of the missteps we had last year that kind of cost us the playoffs.
Good deal. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.